Something about that name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We just say thank you for all that you have done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you're going to do. We thank you for knowing the beginning from the end. We thank you. You already know the middle. We just got to work the middle. We've got to stand on your word. We've got to work your word. I just thank you, Father. And right now, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every family that's represented here, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over this service, Father. I thank you, Father God. I bind every scheme, tactic, and assignment the enemy has sent to come against this service and against your people and their loved ones and their friends, Father. I bind it right now, and I loose your peace. I loose your protection, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Before I get started in my message today, well, first of all, I had taken off today from work so I can be at home and spend that time with God before my message. I felt really led to do that today. And I had an opportunity. My daughter-in-law had asked, Andres, my oldest son's wife, had asked me if I would go to Grandparents' Day today at one of the primary schools, Lakewood Primary. And some of y'all may have seen my post on social media, but I'm going to try not to cry. Sawyer, my bonus grandson, and he wanted his Mimi to go with him, to go come to the school, so I did. I was ecstatic, and so went there, and he picked out the book Pinocchio. That's the book he wanted me to read. I went and got it last night after his baseball game, and so I get there, and it's awesome. The class is awesome. I read the book, and it was just so God how he picked that particular book, you know. Fictional story, we know, but you know, it's about a little wooden boy who and their father wanted a real son. They're two different thingies, but they're family. And Sawyer, we're different, but we're family. He's my bonus grandson. Yeah, he's white, I'm black, like I said in my post, but I'm still Mimi. I'm still his Mimi. I am still his Mimi, and he wanted his Mimi there to read to the class, and it was awesome. And as we were, and I got finished, he was walking out of the classroom, and his teacher wanted to get a picture of him and I together, and he came up and he hugged me, and he said, I love you, Mimi. So I'm trying to keep it together, taking the picture, you know. As I was walking out in the parking lot and got to my car, I was a big baby. I was a big baby, but it was happy tears. Yeah. But the innocence of a child, we can learn so much from the innocence of a child. Oh my gosh, but I was so blessed by that. He truly blessed me, and he walked me out to the door. They can only, you know, go so far, of course. And he said, Mimi, make sure you tell Papa. I forgot to tell you. He said, make sure you tell Papa I said hello and I love him. And tell Uncle Mike hello and I love him. So hello, Papa. Hello, Uncle Mike from Sawyer. So but he wanted to make sure that I tell them that. But we're his Mimi and his Papa and his Uncle Mike. That's what he sees. He see that we're different, but that's what he see, Christians. That's what he see. Amen. Glory to God. But that just blessed me, and I hope that blessed y'all. But, oh, my gosh, that was such a great time with him. And then I got home and looking over what I wanted to, the message I wanted to bring, and listening to some Christian TV, had the music going and what have you. And I was listening to T.D. Jakes today. This has absolutely nothing to do with my message, but I felt like God is leading me to say this, y'all. So this is a side journey, as Pastor would say, and it's free, okay? So I was listening to T.D. Jakes today, and he was talking about musical instruments. You know how every musical instrument is either by touch, guitar, or breathing into it. that's not ironic. God is just so good and just so, he's just, okay? But every instrument, you either use your hands or you blow into it. Yeah. Every musical instrument, we are instruments. God formed us with his hands and he blew breath into us. We are instruments for God. So when it says make a joyful noise unto the Lord, yes, we can play the instruments up here. We are an instrument. These physical instruments here, yeah, they sound good, but we sound better. We're an instrument. When we raise our hands, without even saying a word, when we're dancing for the Lord, and I got my praise on up in my house today, because he had his band playing, everybody would play a different instrument at a different time, and then they all would not even saying a word and just playing different instruments, and it was just a sound of God. It was awesome. When they was playing the trumpet, whoo, oh my gosh, I just felt the presence of God. I felt it in my house. But we are an instrument, and I use this instrument in my praise to God. We are an instrument, y'all. He formed us with his hands, and he breathed life into us. So I just wanted to share that. That just blessed me. It blessed me so much, so much. Glory to God. All right, like I said, that was free. But, all right, supernatural protection. Jehovah Rahi, our good shepherd. That's the title of my message today. And truly, the thing that mainly keep us from trusting God in every area of our lives, including protection, is our attention. Let me rephrase it. What keeps us from trusting God in the present in every area of our lives is our attachment to our past. Whether it's a past of something that we went through or the past of someone that we know have went through something and we saw the outcome of that. So we attach to that when we may be going through something in the present that's related to something in the past. So we got to let go of that past so we can deal with our present and trust God in the present. Trust him one day at a time. He gave us grace for today. Trust him one day at a time. He knows what's going to come tomorrow, but you trust him for today and ask for him for wisdom for today. Trust him. And the protection is part of that trust. We have to trust him. We purchase alarm systems to protect our homes and protect our cars, things that are valuable, you know, to us, but we're valuable to God. Yeah. We truly are. He has given us supernatural protection, but it's our responsibility to activate it. You can have the best alarm system in your house, but if you do not arm it, it is null and void. That's right. You can have the best alarm system in your vehicle, but again, if you do not activate it, it is null and void. We have that supernatural protection that God has given us, but we have to activate it. And we activate it by our speech. We activate it by his word, which is should be our speech. So glory to God. And we can activate that supernatural protection over ourselves, over our families, whatever's important to us, your animals, you know, Lady Bird, our dog, Jesse's dog. We love Lady Bird. We love Lady Bird. So we protect her because we love her. She's part of our family. So anything that's important to you, a good friend of mine, she has two dogs, three cats, a bird, two birds, some other creature in her house. But she loves them. It's a zoo at her house. But that's what's valuable to her. So what's valuable to you is valuable to God.
Right.
But we have that supernatural protection. We just have to activate it in our lives.
Right.
And the Bible, the good word, the good news, is not just a book that we just read. Oh, I read my Bible today. I did my Christian duty. No. Are you applying it? But the Bible is not just a book you read, but it's a book that reads you if you allow it. Because we can read the Bible, and it can speak to us with errors in our life that we need to straighten up, that we need to get right, that we need to clean up. So we need to allow the Bible to read us, and we allow it to penetrate our heart and our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And all of that, yes, it does go back to protection, because we've got to trust what's in the Word. So we've got to read the Word. We've got to read the Bible. Let it get in us so we'll know what to say, what to speak, for that supernatural protection. Supernatural meaning is, and this is the adjective, of a manifestation or event attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding or the laws of nature. Supernatural protection. And I always ask God, put some super on my natural abilities when it comes to doing stuff. I have some natural abilities, but I want God super on my natural abilities to do whatever I need to do. And that's one thing that we need to ask, put some super on our natural abilities, but supernatural protection. Glory to God. Pleading the blood of Jesus over our families, over ourselves, or what have you, that is for supernatural protection. That is one way. Communion, partaking in communion, is another way of supernatural protection. And this is just wonder, just for me reading, that communion part is more of a supernatural protection for your body. Because you're partaking of the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus for your body and your mind. So if you're not feeling good in your body and your mind, you partake of communion that can correct those issues that may be going on or trying to go on in your body. Don't ignore it, because those are facts. It's just not the truth. Because the facts are, Jesse was diagnosed with leukemia, but the truth is, by Jesus' stripes, he is healed. So we need to know facts so we'll know what truth to put on it. Okay, so we need to know facts to know what truth to put on it. Glory to God. You know, and we all know that Psalms 91 is known as the protection scriptures. Ms. Jim taught on that last Wednesday, which was awesome. Glory to God. Matthew 28:20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And I'm focusing on that part. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Another version. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you to do. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of time. That is the protection of God. When he tells us to do something or go somewhere, we have that protection and that assurance, knowing that he's with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he said, you can be sure that I would be with you always. I would continue with you until the end of time. And continue means he's steady walking with you. That don't mean he take a break and sit by the side and you go head on. No, continue walking with you. Continue walking with us. That is the protection of God. He is with us. He's protecting us. We cannot go wrong with God's leading and protecting us as we follow his word, as he follow what he tells us to do. Don't go or do in fear, but in faith, because he said, I will never leave you. Praise be to God. His word is true. We have to take God at his word. For the actual scripture for protection, to supernatural protection, as funny as this may sound, God gave me Psalms 23. That's what he gave me. And I thought it was weird. And I told Miss Jim last Wednesday when she after the service, I said, God gave me Psalms 23. I said, I don't know how he gonna go this way. I don't know. She said, well, you better go with it. I said, okay. So, but that's what he gave me with Psalms 23 to teach on for supernatural protection. And it's a well-known scripture we use, but most of the time people use it for funerals. But Psalms 23 is so full of life, it's full of guidance, and it's full of protection. So I'm going to read it in a few versions, and then I'm going to go back, and then we'll break it down a little bit. The easy-to-read version. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. He restores my strength. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. Even if I walk through a valley as dark as the grave, I will not be afraid of any danger because you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. You prepared a meal for me in front of my enemies. You welcome me as an honored guest. My cup is full and spilling over. Your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house a long, long time. That's the easy-to-read version. CEB version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full till it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. Whew, okay. I'm trying to keep with how I'm supposed to do this before I start talking. Glory to God. Okay, the Living Bible. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He gives me strength. He helps me to do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close behind me, guarding and guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Okay, I'm trying to remain calm. The Message version, the last version. God, my good shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. So, it is nothing about the 23rd Psalm that's dreary. This is a scripture of life, of guidance, and protection. It is truly that a shepherd guides and it guards. When David wrote this, inspired by God, he wrote it from a place of understanding because he was a shepherd. So he understood the role a shepherd play. So he wrote this from a place of understanding at his level. At his level. He wrote it from a place of understanding. So, side journey. Again, this is free. Don't despise small beginnings. Learn from everything. God is ordering your steps. You will need the skills where he is taking you. Because those skills that David learned as a shepherd out there in the fields tending the sheep, it helped him slay the giant, and it helped him as king. So do not despise small beginnings. Glory to God. And you know, the scripture, you bathe my head in oil. That's an anointing. You're anointed, so you're protected. When oil is on you, the enemy hand slips off. So if the oil, he didn't say oil on your feet, he said oil on my head. So the oil is pouring over your head, it's going all over your body. So when the enemy comes, you're anointed with the oil of God. He can't even get a grip on you. He can't even get a grip on me. He can't even get a grip on your children. He can't even get a grip on your grandchildren. The oil, he starts at your head and it runs down. You're anointed with the oil from God. That's protection. That's protection. Glory to God. That's protection. I didn't know how God was going to take me with this scripture. I truly did not. And when it's talked about, you know, he pursues, that's running after. God is pursuing you. He's running after you to protect you. Because he loves you that much. He's running after us to protect us. He's anointed us with his oil. Glory to God. You know, the cup full and spilling over, that's more than enough. That's more than enough. That, and again, it's their protection because, and he took the protection from me in this a little different spin on it a little bit with different scriptures in on the Psalm 23, but having more than enough, your bills paid. You lack nothing. I will always have everything I need. I don't need a thing. That's what some of these versions said. I have everything I need. So if you have everything that you need, your wants are met. It never said anything in these scriptures about want, because the wants are met. So they have everything that they need, so everything that they want, because their cup is running over. So you're protected. You can pay your bills. You can bless the church. You can bless your brother or sister in the church. You can bless a stranger. You can bless someone that's not even a Christian. Show them the love of God. If a coworker that ain't saved and you know they're struggling, a single mom, single dad, even just a couple, you know they're struggling with something, you overhear something, ain't nobody, and that's not a word, but ain't nobody got to know what you're doing. Because like the Pharisees, you'll get your glory right there. You won't get the glory from God. Ain't nobody got to know what you're doing. Just slip them $20. Slip them, go put some gas in your car. Go get the baby some diapers. Go get the baby some formula. That's blessing. But see, you're protected. So you can do that. You're protected. Your finances are protected. Because your cup runneth over. So you got enough to share with somebody else. Because your blessings is not just for you. It's for everybody. It's to help somebody else. So slide somebody. Oh, even don't tell them. Put it in an envelope. When they go on break, put it on their desk. Just walk by. You ain't got to be all dramatic. Just walk by and put it on the desk. But that's cup runneth over. That's blessing. That's protection. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have no idea where I am. Glory to God. God understands how defenseless, weak, and not so smart sheep are and how they need the shepherd to protect and guide them. Yeah. Sounds like somebody I know, me. The shepherd is everything to the sheep. Is God everything to you? Is he everything to you? Because that sheep, the sheep, they need that shepherd. They can't do anything without the shepherd. The good shepherd. We have the good shepherd. Yes. Are you totally relying on him to protect you? Do you trust more in your security system? Your Second Amendment right? Nothing wrong with those things, don't get me wrong. But like I said, the alarm may not can work. Your weapon may, something may happen to it. But if you got God, and like I always say, and I get this from John, I got some gangster angels around my house. I got some big old gangster angels around my house. So I think I'd rather have those just in case, you know, that gun or my alarm system decide not to work, or they decide to cut the wires outside or what have you. I'm just saying, I'd rather have some angels encamped all around about protecting my home, protecting my vehicles, protecting my family. Hallelujah. Trust God to protect you and then everything that goes with it. Everything that goes with it. And sheep, they're easy target at times. They stray away, they get lost, they need the shepherd to use the rod and the staff to steer them back to safety. And that same rod and staff that is used to steer them back to safety is the same rod and staff that scares off the enemies of the sheep. Does it sound familiar? Stray off, get lost. How did we get here? Lord, I need you. Protection, protection. We need the supernatural protection of our good shepherd. The rod and staff today for us is his word. His word bring us back. His word brings us back. You know, the staff has that hook in it. His word bring us back. The little hook. His word brings us back. It brings us back. It steers us. Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. Go this way. Come on back. His word steers us in the right direction. It helps us. It helps us. But we have to activate it again by speaking it. We got to speak the protection. We got to speak his word. And a good shepherd cares for each sheep. Yes. And will leave the 99 to rescue one. Thank you, God. Praise God for leaving the 99. Yes. For protecting. When he saw me lost out there, wandering around, thinking I had it going on, this, that, and the other. But he left the 99 to come out there in the world where I'm running astray, running into a brick wall, not realizing it's a brick wall, beating myself up. But he got the rod. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Romans 8:31. So what should we say about this? If God is for us, no one can stand against us. And God is with us. That's the easy to read version. So what should we say about this? If God is for us, no one can stand against us, and God is with us. God is a good shepherd. And like the song, the name of Jesus is powerful. And when you can't say anything else when you're in a situation, if you yell that name Jesus, if nothing else can come out of your mouth at that time, mm-hmm. that's protection. That's protection. That is supernatural protection. Because when he hears his name, he turns his head towards you. He hears his name, he turns his head. So that's why they say don't use his name in vain. Because you say his name, he turns his head towards you. He catch your eyes. So you're playing wolf, like the little boy that cried wolf, you're crying wolf when you're using his name in vain. Because you're just saying his name and you don't want nothing. Nothing, you just, you're using his name in vain. The world does and Christians do. But the world do what they do. But I'm talking to Christians. The world gonna do what they do. But we're peculiar people. We're set apart. We're sanctified. We've been justified by the blood of Jesus. Glory. So we have that supernatural protection by pleading the blood, by Psalms 91. Now we know Psalms 23. God put that different spin on it with Psalms 23. We have communion. We have his word. He said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. God is with us. We have that supernatural protection. He said it. So like the scripture says, so what will you say about this? We have to watch what we speak. We have to watch what we say. You know, people say, oh, you killing me. Mm-mm. Oh, I love you to death. Uh-uh. Don't love me to death. Love me to life. And I know I've said this before, and we do it, deviled eggs. I call them stuffed eggs. Why I'm going to eat something and bless it, then call it the devil? Okay, I know that may be a little extreme for some of y'all, but that's just me. I'm just saying. We have to watch what we say. It's stuffed eggs. I like them. I just can't make them. I always make them too salty or something. I don't know what I do, but that's another story in itself. God will back you up when you stand on his word. Are you looking for insurance or assurance from God? I assure you, he is a good shepherd. Don't just settle for fire insurance. There is so much more benefits to God's word than just having a get out of hell free card. Amen. That's true. Enjoy heaven here on earth by having that supernatural protection from our good shepherd. And I heard someone say, faith begins where our understanding ends. So when you, I don't know, Lord, what you're going to do. Okay, that's where faith should kick in at that point. That's where faith should kick in. Faith begins where our understanding ends. Well, I don't know how God can protect me in this situation. I'm in the middle of a lion's den. He'll close the lion's mouth. Oh, I don't know how God can protect me. I'm about to be thrown into a fire, a burner. He'll put Jesus up in there with you. Y'all going to dance through the fire. Yeah. Going to have a good old time in the fire, dancing with Jesus. Oh, Lord, I don't know how you're going to protect me right now. This car is coming right at me, and I can't move. He'll move the car.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, this tornado is coming at my house. I don't know how you're going to protect me. His angels were encamped all around about you, protecting you from all hurt, harm, and danger.
Yeah.
Faith begins where our understanding ends. We cannot understand sometimes how God will protect us, but we must have faith that he will because he said it in his word. And I heard, I can't remember if this was Pastor Stephen Furtick or Pastor Michael Todd that said this, I can't remember. But one of them said, where are you placing your pillow to rest? In faith or fear? Where are you placing your pillow to rest? Are you placing that pillow in the bed of faith? Are you placing that pillow in the bed of fear? In regards to say, suit the supernatural protection, where are you placing your pillow? I'd rather place my pillow on that bed of faith because I know the good shepherd is going to protect me. no matter what is going on. There's a confession that I found from Jerry Savelle, and I do have copies of it, and I'm going to read it, and then we're going to repeat it. I'm going to read it first, and then I'm going to say it again, and y'all can repeat it. The confession goes, I refuse to allow the devil to tempt me into fear about my present or future situations. God has a plan for me and a promised land for me. God is with me every step of the way, providing his supernatural protection now and throughout the entire length of my days. That just ministered to me when I read that. And so now I'm going to say it, and you guys repeat after me. And don't just say it. Believe it. Get it in your spirit. Believe God at his word, because this is God's word. So believe what you're saying. I refuse to allow the devil to tempt me into fear about my present or future situations. God has a plan for me and a promised land for me. God is with me every step of the way, providing his supernatural protection now and throughout the entire length of my days. Amen. So be it. Glory, glory to God. I hope you guys have gotten something out of this. I learned a lot going through this with God's word, with Psalms 23. But it was eye-opening to me with some of it, but I really hope that you all gained some knowledge and understanding of it as well. Thank you. Amen.